USA Radio News with Wendy King.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres is speaking out about Afghanistan.
Afghanistan is spinning out of control.
He's calling on the Taliban to cease fire and negotiate. They've taken control over all major cities in the country except the capital of Kabul. Around 3,000 U.S. troops are heading there to provide protection during the likely evacuation of embassy personnel and others in the city. Former National Security Council Afghan Director Paul Miller says President Biden's decision to withdraw from Afghanistan so quickly disheartened their military.
He, I think, delivered a crippling morale blow to the Afghan army, and they no longer believed they had the resources they needed to win. So if that's true, then why fight? And that has led to a cascading effect where the Afghan army is not fighting and the Taliban are winning.
This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Officials put a military base in Washington, D.C. on lockdown temporarily after receiving reports of an armed man entering the location. The lockdown at Joint Base Anacostia Bawling was lifted about 2 hours after it began with the arrest of a suspect. The base said the man was last seen on the south side of the facility near the Blanchard Barracks. He was seen entering the base after local police received reports of shots being heard in the area. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients says they're seeing progress in vaccinations, especially in states that have the highest number of COVID cases.
In the past month, we've nearly tripled the average number of shots each day in Arkansas and quadrupled in Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi.
Science also had praise for private employers, colleges, and hospital systems that are putting vaccine mandates in place. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There's some new expanded changes to Facebook. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Facebook is extending the option to use end-to-end encryption for some of their most popular features like Messenger voice and video calls. This means no one, including Facebook, can see or listen in or know what is being said. Some governments have pressured the company to end the service because it is popular with people trying to hide from authorities, but it will also keep calls from law-abiding citizens from hackers and criminals.
If last month felt hotter than usual, it wasn't just your imagination. NOAA's National Center for Environmental Information issued a press release saying that July 2021 earned the distinction as the world's hottest month ever recorded. Previously, 2016 July held the record for the hottest month on record when global temperatures were 1.65 degrees Fahrenheit above normal. This benchmark was reached again in 2019 and 2020. Given the global temperatures measured throughout 2021, NOAA said that it's very likely that 2021 will finish as the warmest year on record. On Monday, a new report from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change followed the trend of gradually rising temperatures on a global scale that could have long-term effects. The report was called A Code Red for Humanity. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.